Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday he's absolutely confident Turkey will ratify Sweden's accession to NATO as alliance leaders gather for a two-day summit in Lithuania's capital Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The move's a step toward the unity that Western leaders have been eager to demonstrate in the face of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The decision by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is a significant move towards Sweden's membership. It will also alleviate tension in Vilnius, Lithuania's capital. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called it a historic day late Monday evening as he announced the agreement. President Joe Biden is meeting with the leaders of Turkey and Sweden. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden arrived at the NATO summit Tuesday and was greeted by Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda. Biden said the last time he was in Lithuania, he was vice president. And even then, he said he predicted Russia would be causing problems in the region.
You know, it's great to be back in Vilnius. I was here in 2014 as vice president shortly after the Russian invasion of Ukraine the first time. And at the time, talked about what I thought Russia was likely to continue to do. Some people were somewhat skeptical of my judgment at the time. And unfortunately, it turned out to be accurate.
Ukrainian officials said Tuesday Russian forces attacked Kyiv and the southern port of Odessa with Iranian-made Shahed drones Tuesday. Ukraine's military said it shot down a total of 26 drones launched by Russia. Officials in the Kyiv region said debris that fell from intercepted drones damaged multiple residential buildings. And Odessa Regional Governor Oleg Kuyper said two drones hit an administrative building at the port, while debris from downed drones caused a nearby grain terminal and another terminal to catch fire. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament Tuesday gave initial approval to a bill that limits some Supreme Court power, part of a rebooted judicial overhaul by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that has set off a deep political crisis in the country. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Just before the vote, Netanyahu said in a video statement, the bill is not the end of democracy, it strengthens democracy. His remarks did little to calm protesters in Jerusalem, who swarmed outside the parliament on Monday ahead of the vote. Critics fear Netanyahu is curbing judicial powers as he stands trial for corruption on charges he denies. Protesters, meanwhile, promised to come out in force on Tuesday with no signs of tensions abating as the bill heads to its second and the final third readings.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Republican lawmakers in the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa are trying to push through legislation that would ban abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Iowa's legislature is spending today in a marathon of committee hearings and floor debates in both chambers, with votes likely to extend late into the night. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds ordered the rare session after the state Supreme Court declined to reinstate a law she signed in 2018 that is almost identical to the one being proposed today. Currently, abortion is legal in the state up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. The current draft, like the 2018 law, would prohibit abortion once cardiac activity can be detected, which is usually around 6 weeks of pregnancy and before many women know they're pregnant. There would be exceptions to the ban, such as rape and incest, if reported within a certain period of time, if the child wouldn't be able to survive because of abnormalities, or if continuing the pregnancy would threaten the life of the mother. I'm Donna Warder.
A landslide is tearing apart luxury homes in Southern California's Palos Verdes Peninsula. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
That sound captured by ABC 7 Los Angeles is what Weber Yen was hearing on Pear Tree Lane in Rolling Hills Estates.
Yeah, he thought something was amiss because all through the day and night we hear cracks in the house.
12 homes red-tagged as unsafe. Residents given 20 minutes to get out. 10 were actively moving. Another 16 are being monitored. The cause is unknown, but Greg Brooks says a leaking pipe may have something to do with it.
The pipe, when it was broken, was gushing to the surface. So you had a lot of erosion subgrade for 2 weeks at least.
Again, sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.